In fact, I give you one there. I was giving this presentation 20 years ago, and a man from the Naval Academy rushed up as a professor and said, "You know, I teach my students that a hamburger will help them do their civil engineering." "What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?" He said, "Well, if they want to know an approximation to the cost of a building, what I ask them to do is to estimate its size, fill it with concrete, calculate the weight it would be, and multiply by the price of hamburger meat. Because you see, it turns out that hamburger scales the same way as a building. As the cost of hamburger goes up, the cost of a building goes up. And we can give you a back of the envelope or a quick knowledge on that." He said, "By the way, if there's a lot of conduit, use sirloin steak as opposed to hamburger." That's a rule of thumb. It turns out that it's not just engineers in the United States that use rules of thumb. This is my international list. If you're in France and ask how they do it, they say, "Oh, le pif, the nose." I don't speak German. I'm sure some of you do. In German, they say, "Vogelfuttergill." Is there a German in here somewhere? And if you're in Japan, and I know I have some Japanese friends with me here, the proper term is minoko kanjo. And in Russia, I give you the term too. It is not true I'm talking about American or even Texas engineering. I'm talking about engineering in general.